Having a chronically ill child is a stressful situation for parents. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Rafferty, lecturer at Iowa State University, discusses how parents can become advocates to ensure their child gets the best care possible.
Imagine how you would react if your child was diagnosed with a chronic illness. Today, 1 out of 5 North American parents have a chronically ill child. And for many of them, their immediate response is to be an advocate. In short, advocacy involves the act of ensuring that their child receives the best medical care possible. This occurs by navigating and effectively communicating with doctors, as well as family and friends, about their child's illness. In our current study, a team of undergraduate students and I found that parents are strategic in how they manage and share private information about their child's complex medical condition. We found they employ 2 strategies: maintaining positivity and avoiding negative talk. Positivity was vital when talking with their sick child, and parents often used humor or sarcasm as a means to add levity to the difficult hardships experienced. Negative talk was deemed too emotionally taxing or not constructive toward managing their child's treatment. In addition, we found that parents had different motivations for disclosing and concealing information. Parents' primary motivation when talking with their nuclear family centered on constructing a new normal and avoiding certain topics. One mother, whose son had cancer, told us about the difficulties in getting her son to talk about life and death issues because, quote, he just wants to be a normal kid. Parents discussed the importance of being assertive when talking with healthcare professionals in order to find the right medical team and remained open with family and friends as a means to cultivate social support. Altogether, our findings highlight the strategic approach that's required of parents to balance their roles as advocate, caregiver, and parent, and optimize their child's quality of life.
That was Catherine Rafferty of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.